She wheels a wheelbarrow through streets that are narrow. Her barrow is narrow. Her hips are too wide. So wherever she wheels it, the neighborhood feels it. Her girdle keeps scraping the homes on each side. In Dublin's fair city, where girls are so pretty, my Molly stands out, 'cause she weighs 18 stone. That's 252 British pounds. I better explain that. A stone in England weighs 18 pounds, 14 pounds, which is different from stones in this country, which weigh all different weights according to how big a stone you pick up. But you see, England is a much older country, and they have had time to standardize their stones. And you can tell by the headlines, they have gone on to much more interesting things. But, but you can't fool with those things till your stones are standardized. So. I wonder if it was worth blowing my whole image for that joke. I don't mind her fat, but it's very gratifying that you got that. It's not only that, but she's cockeyed and muscle-bound, Molly Malone. Know a man, his name is Lang, and he has a neon sign. And Mr. Lang is very old, so they call it Old Lang Sign. Oh, what have you done, Billy Sal, Billy Sal? Oh, what have you done, charming Billy? You took almost every cent from the U.S. government, which you spent on fertilizer, which is silly. All day, all night, Cary Grant. That's all I hear from my wife is Cary Grant. What can he do that I can't? Big deal, big star, Cary Grant. Yeah, she got a bottle of Geritol, Geritol, Geritol. Yeah, she got a bottle of Geritol, and he knocked a hole in the wall. That's all, no wall. I'm upside down, my head is turning around, because I gotta sell the house in Levittown. On top of Old Smokey, all covered with hair. Of course I'm referring to Smokey the Bear. Here's a very famous folk song that you all know, and it's called Aura Lee. Every time you take vaccine, take it Aura Lee. As you know, the other way is more painfully. I wonder why she keeps on eating chow mein, my chow mein. That was an a Chinese song. I also have an Italian song for those of you who are lovers of Italian movies. Pardon me, boy. Are you Vittorio De Sica? That's the whole song. Look for Abe Silver's linings whenever you are buying a suit. You'll find his motto in every label. It says Abe Silver, the lining house of nice repute, a coat full of silver splendor. No matter if you're slender or stout, you'll be so proud of Abe Silver's lining. You'll wanna wear your jacket inside out. When you walk through the park and you're grabbed in the dark, that's a moron. And here's my latest composition. Though you once were the best bunny at the Playboy Club, you're getting to be a rabbit with me. Do not make a stingy sandwich, pile the cold cuts high. Customers should see salami coming through the rye. When you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. I repeat what I just said before. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Oh, buy the corned beef if you must, the pickled herring that you can trust, and the lox puts you in orbit A-OK. But that big hunk of liverwurst has been there since October 1st, and today is the 23rd of May. So when you go to the delicatessen store, don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst. Don't buy the liverwurst, because it'll make your insides awful sore.